What up? We're back. Quick segment. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. This is the BYU and Iowa State. We look at it, and it's two places that I've not held, not pulled punches that are have different. I feel very strongly against the, each place. Now, Iowa State.
Jay Foreman is a wordsmith. So when when Jay starts moving around a statement, it tickles me at no end.
I just was thinking, right? I've asked people that lived in Iowa about Ames, Iowa. It smells like crap in Ames, Iowa. And it's a stench that, along with the hawk, when you drive back, at least for me, when I used to drive from Minneapolis to Lincoln, that's a good place to fill up for gas, especially when it's cold out, right? Or when it's hot. So in the cold wind, you get out, the hawk, it burns your nostrils, and then here comes the dookie. And just literally is like worse than smelling salts. And then when it's hot in the summer, it's just resting there. It's like just a cloud of dookie. And I asked somebody, what is that? How do you not have a 800 number to call at 3 o'clock in the morning for mesothelioma or whatever it is?
What 800 dookie smell?
Right? Because here's how I'm thinking. I know it's in your water system, right? Yeah. But give it up to Coach Campbell, who I felt that was on the hot seat. He did show a little bit of vinegar in his blood when he went after that fan last year that kind of, you know, was kind of falling in the locker room. They are a well-coached team. I will give them this. They have developed high-quality NFL players. They've actually been pretty consistent except for the last year and a half. And they're 6-0, rightfully so. So
amazing what happens when you get guys that are betting on the games off your team.
That is true.
Austin is so petty. He is so petty.
And well, the best
the
part,
defense rests.
Well, the best part was the guy that bet last year for Ames or for Iowa State was the kicker. And boy, let me tell you something. That snap hook that he hit,
right?
That he kicked. You did that on purpose. Yeah. Okay, you made sure that you covered. But this year, they are way better. And maybe they needed a year or two to kind of develop guys. And that's what you sometimes happens at a school like Iowa State. But they're 6-0. But they're a surprise. I thought they maybe would be 3-3, 4-2 at this point. But they are well-oiled machine, and they're looking to make some noise in the Big 12. On the flip side, the two teams that most likely might play, because preseason it was Kansas State, Oklahoma State, or bust.
In Utah.
In those three. And everybody obviously said Colorado, but it wasn't, you know, never was going to come to fruition. And it was just like BYU joined the Big 12, and it was like, you know, and listen, Utah.
They were picked like 12th.
Right, and Utah's been the team in Utah, right? They have a more national brand. They play a more national schedule. Mm-hmm. But I think BYU showed themselves and put themselves on the map quietly because you're playing in Provo. Is when Kansas State went up there and they beat Kansas State like 39-3. I mean, it was a butt kicking. And it wasn't the Ty Detmer days when they would play nationally ranked teams and they would like, you know, the grass would be hot and they would just be throwing it all over the place with like 26-year-old like slot guys, right? Just Debo and Kev. No. BYU lined up and kicked K-State's you know what. So I was like, all right, that's a one-off. You go from, you know, Kansas State, you know, all the way up there. They get you as a 9:30 game. Yeah, all right, it was perfect. It was a Friday night, I think. Okay, you know, they took that game. And they've continued to get stronger.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights.
Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream. Not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If right now, those Iowa State and BYU are the two best teams in the Big 12, in my opinion. Two most balanced teams. The teams have been the most consistent. In a lot of ways, they've been the most explosive. Obviously, you know, Colorado's very explosive, but what I mean is like Utah explosive, where they'll systematically be explosive against you. And they play with great energy, especially on defense. And you got to give them credit, even though you're in Provo.
And it's played well. They've played the surprising thing to me is that they played well on the road.
Right, that's so they're portable. So right, that lets me know what they have is in their veins, and you know, you got to give them credit. I'm not a big Utah fan. I think people in Utah are weird. You know what I'm saying? And there's no offense. I just think I've seen too much, heard too much. You just have your own rules.
They think the same thing about Nebraska, by the way.
That's fine.
By the way,
that's fine. More people come to Nebraska than Utah.
No, the Olympics are going to.
Yeah, but I'm talking about without being like curtailed
Park,
to
Utah. Park City and Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Park City and Salt Lake City.
But
Nebraska does not have a Park City
but
or
the
a
things that Salt happen in Park City is right on time with Utah.
I you are not incorrect.
There were some Diddy parties in Park City.
You are not incorrect.
Yeah, Utah is a beautiful place. I have a friend that lives in Utah. My man Greg that lives up there, he's from the Bronx, New York. He was my Nike rep, and so he left. He was with Nike, then went to Nike Golf because obviously Tiger Woods and all that. They had him in Utah, then Nike Golf, you know, went defunct. He ain't left. He posts stuff all the time, snowboarding, all this, and he loves it up there. He loves the fresh air. It's different than when he grew up. I mean, Utah's not that bad, I'm sure.
This is like hilarious.
I'm sure it's not as bad as I said.
I love getting Jay Foreman taking punches at Utah. That's fantastic. But it to me, it was the interesting thing to just go, wow. This is where we are, that Iowa State, Army, Navy, Liberty, BYU,
Indiana
are in the discussion. Like, they're fully in, headed to what, week 7? They're in the discussion.
Oh, they're not just – so, like, if you look at a big table, you know, like one of those big tables back when they had like kings and queens and all mm-hmm. that, right? Generally, those schools, there'll be a couple of them, and they'll just kind of be waiting to get a seat. As of this week, right now, every single one of those teams has a confirmed seat
and able to speak at the table.
Well, they're getting asked questions.
Yeah,
and they're making suggestions. You know, like I said, Iowa State and BYU, they control their own destiny.
Army Navy? How about Army Navy?
Yeah,
both ranked for the first time since 1960.
Since Doc Blanchard and Roger the Dodger Staubach. We got to go back in the day, back in the day, that America's game this year will have a different meaning.
Yeah,
game will have – think about that now, that a week after everybody else's regular season ends and the week before the playoffs – conference championships, Army Navy will play in a playoff game. How do you tell Army or Navy, undefeated or with one loss, that they don't belong in the 12-team playoff? Boy, good for you, America. Good for you, America.
Yeah, I know. That'd be tough. That'd be a tough phone call. But I'd make it.
Put us in the playoff where it's kiss your rights goodbye. I've enjoyed it when I had it.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's
we have weapons.
It's a great accomplishment. I mean,
Tallahassee is dialing furiously right now.
You don't matter. This is going to be spectacular.
Yeah, I hope they end up finishing the season strong. I mean, because it's great. I mean, listen, it's an opportunity to improve yourself, and they've done it. They won't be in the playoff, though. But anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to reelect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.